listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The impact following a decision to end the live sheep export trade is said to be devastating for regional communities. The WA Livestock and Rural Trucking Association says it shows just how well the trucking industry were taken into account. Vice President Ben Sutherland says they won't get to cut animals destined for live export, losing up to six movements.
The bottom line for most transporters will be 30 to 40% of their business gone. That's off their bottom line. Obviously, that flows on down the line as everything goes. It's just a great loss to rural community.
The Australian Transport and Safety Bureau says delayed or inappropriate control input likely contributed to a fatal helicopter crash in Quarter. It happened in 2022 when an experienced pilot and his passenger plummeted to their deaths just 5 minutes after takeoff. The report published yesterday finding the inputs may have led to the in-flight breakup of the aircraft. The Esperance community is showing overwhelming opposition to the proposed South Coast Marine Park. Early results from a survey by the member for O'Connor showing 95% of responses are against the project. Rick Wilson says he'll be taking the community's voice to the state government.
In the early days, the state Labor government did indicate that the community's views would be taken into account as part of this process, and I think it's a very clear-cut result from my survey that the Esperance community don't want the marine parks.
The WA Volunteer of the Year could be a Wheatbelt local. Peter Girardi nominated for the major prize for his work at the St John Muckambuddin Subcentre. The winner set to be announced tomorrow night. In sport, Mallee has extended its unbeaten run in Esperance Senior Netball, the ladder leaders taking down Newtown 45-22 on Friday night. Gibson also recorded a big win, defeating rookies by 29. Teams are set to take to the court for round 5 tomorrow night.